Interview segment this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, and I wanted to have a St. Patrick's Day theme today for our guest interview segment, so I'm excited to have live on the air with me this morning Lincoln County's own bagpiper. Joining me today live is over the phone is David Cohen this morning, or today goes more specifically by David O. Cohen, and he's from Kemmer and a bagpiper. David, good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well, top of the morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, you too, sir. Appreciate you taking some time with us today. And you've been playing the bagpipes around the South Lincoln community for a number of years, and so I thought, hey, St. Patrick's Day, we got to make this happen. So, David, tell us about yourself. What led you to play the bagpipes? How long have you been doing this?
I've been playing the bagpipes for about 25 years. I'm classically trained on a bunch of instruments, and one morning I woke up and realized I want to play the bagpipes. Why am I not playing the bagpipes? And I went out and learned. I studied for a while with a bagpipe band that I played with for 10 or so years. I studied in Scotland for a little bit, and I'm now doing it in Wyoming.
That's very cool. So you were actually in Scotland and played then?
Yes.
What was that experience like? That had to be pretty neat.
It was amazing. It was humbling. It was, no matter how good I think or thought I was, now I'm standing in the land of holiness playing, and it was absolutely amazing.
Speaking with David Cohen this morning on St. Patrick's Day. So, David, what do you love about playing that instrument? Because it is so unique. It's so different from everything else. And it's kind of a love-hate thing. There's some people out there that just love it and others that kind of have a hard time with them.
Well, the people that have a hard time with it, they don't matter. But the people that love it, I love them. It's fun playing it. It's a fun instrument. And it definitely screams rebellion and party time. So, you know.
That's fantastic. Speaking with David Cohen this morning from Kemmer. So it's actually become kind of a tradition for you, David, I understand, to play at various places around the community on St. Patrick's Day. Tell us what you're up to today.
Well, today I'm going to be playing at the Senior Center during lunch. I posted that there could be a pop-up concert depending on how cold it is or isn't today at Triangle Park. I will be playing at the Caribou Cafe tonight around 7 o'clock. And tomorrow I will be playing at Sage Lanes at around 7 o'clock. I will also I'm going to play for the patients at South Lincoln Hospital District today.
Perfect.
Whether it's outside or in the hallway, it depends.
Perfect. So again, you'll be at those various locations, and if the pop-up concert doesn't happen today at Triangle Park, then it sounds like people need to plan on going to Caribou Cafe tonight or Sage Lanes tomorrow and take it in, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Speaking with David Cohen this morning and a bagpiper from the community of Kemmer, you can go check that out today on St. Patrick's Day. David, how long did it take you to learn the bagpipes and get to a point where you felt comfortable actually performing with them?
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years, so I'll say 25 years. any instrument you play, it's a forever thing. It's a forever education. Because of my background in music, I would say that it took a year. It takes some people a lot longer, but I would say like a year. But I'm still always learning, and I don't ever want to feel like I know it so well that I can't learn anything.
Do you have any plans to maybe return? You mentioned how you actually played with a bagpipe band, which I didn't even know was a thing until you said it this morning. Do you have any plans to, at some point, maybe return to a trip in Scotland and play with some people again?
That's a possibility, but I'm also studying the Spanish bagpipes, which are completely different. So my next trip will definitely be to northern Spain, where it's very Celtic and Spanish. And I will go there and study and hopefully be able to do some marching with some bands there.
That's very cool. David Cohen from the community of Kemmer this morning joining us on St. Patrick's Day. And you can catch those performances various times and places today on St. Patrick's Day. David, you mentioned you're classically trained in a number of different instruments. If I'm not mistaken, you do some lessons, right? So if someone wanted to learn the bagpipes, do you do bagpiping lessons? How does that work?
I do bagpiping lessons. I do lessons on the guitar. Like the lessons are classically based, but students learn how to play anything. But they can come to me for lessons on the guitar and bagpipes. The other instruments that I play are the Turkish oud, the Chinese pipa, and also the Turkish balama. But there's really not that much of a call for that in Wyoming.
I don't even know what those are, David.
Most know. Most people don't, and that's why I was able to make a good living back east with this.
I bet. David Cohen this morning on St. Patrick's Day. And David, thank you so much for your time. It's fun to have these unique interviews and have people on like you that do these fun, unique things in our community. So tell us one more time where you're playing today and where people can go see you and enjoy the bagpipes on St. Patrick's Day.
If you're a senior in Kemmer, you can go to the Senior Center at lunchtime today. You can go to the Caribou Cafe tonight at 7 o'clock, or Sage Lanes tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
That's David O'Cohen playing the pipes today on St. Patrick's Day in the community of Kemmer. David, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.